Here we go. It's another episode of this podcast. You're listening to it right now with your ears, guaranteed.
From the past. It's a show from the past in the future.
When you listen to it, it's in the future. But when we're recording it, somehow it's in the past. It's the magic of podcasts. I don't understand.
How are you?
I'm okay. I've got a topic. Are you ready? Everyone already knows. It's the title of the show. They can already read it. It's written right there. They clicked on it. They downloaded it. So they already know it's about streaming and physical media, etc., etc.
Right.
And all the issues with both of those things. But mostly with one of them.
So you have a rant about this or...
Oh, it's a never-ending thing that annoys me.
Yeah.
Okay, the thing, I always bring it up every now and then, but right now it's really annoyed me. Okay. It's really annoyed me because... Mm. Okay, first question. Do you have any streaming service in your house?
I have a Netflix, but that's about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And what does that cost?
I think it's $15, $17, something like that.
A month.
Yeah.
Which is not crazy.
But it's not too bad, yeah. But I wouldn't buy multiple, what else is there, Disney Plus and
Disney Paramount Plus and Stan and yeah. Paramount Plus and Amazon Prime and Binge.
Yeah, there's so many.
And Hulu. And all the others.
Yeah.
Peacock.
Is there Max? HBO Max?
HBO Max.
Yeah, there's lots. But
there's a lot.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. I think these studios are making you trying to align with their studio, but obviously there's so many players in the market. You can't have subscription to everything, so you got to be a bit more selective. And I think if they're going to withdraw physical media, then they're really... kind of hurting themselves.
Well, that's
in the long run.
There's a few things that made me think that this is the topic for today. One of them is in America, there is a massive store called Best Buy.
Yeah.
They sell, you know, they sell everything. They sell all electronics. They sell, I don't know, fridges, washing machines. I actually bought a pair of Sony headphones, very similar to the ones I'm wearing right now, in America at a Best Buy for $40 10 years ago.
Okay.
And they had massive section, all the DVDs and the Blu-rays and CDs, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Well, back in January of 2024, Best Buy said, we are no longer stocking physical media, CDs, DVDs.
All of it.
All gone. So they're just going to sell, like, I guess, electronics and whatever else they sell.
Okay.
And then people started putting pictures of, like, all these empty shelves in Best Buy.
Okay.
Just like the toilet paper shelves in the pandemic. Just empty.
Right, right.
There's nothing left.
Yeah.
Now, think the reason why they would make that decision. The only reason they would stop stocking something is because it's not selling.
You would think, yeah.
That would be the number one reason. It's not making enough money for the floor space that it's taking.
Yeah.
So obviously in America, so many people have streaming services now and they're not buying DVDs anymore. So they're like, why are we spending all this money taking up like a quarter of this massive shop?
Yes.
With this stuff, which is barely selling.
Right.
So
do you subscribe to that? Do you think that's a true thing? Or do you think this is a bigger picture from the studios?
Exactly. If you go the next step and you want to think a bit more conspiracy theory, who knows who Best Buy is owned by? And if there's any links with any of these massive companies, which also have streaming services, and just sent a little word down the line, you can get rid of that stuff. You won't be needing that anymore.
Right. And you were saying there was something about this with, is it Star Trek or was it?
Well, yeah. Well, that's just one thing. Okay. I mean, Best Buy is one of the biggest stores that sell. I mean, you've still got like Target and Walmart and stuff.
I haven't seen
any big news articles about them stopping to sell physical media, but I could have just missed it or it's coming out next week. But it's probably going to happen.
Well, here in Australia, Disney announced that they're going to stop selling Blu-rays.
Yes. Yep. So no more physical media from Disney. I saw that.
So
and again,
is,
that's yeah. to say, hey, come and pay for our streaming service.
There's a problem with that.
That's just one part of it is businesses, big companies stopping selling physical media.
Yeah.
Whether it's because they don't sell much of it or they're getting pressure from somewhere else.
Well, I think it's,
it could be a mix of both. Who knows?
Well, I think it's about control. You know, Disney or any company sells a product in a thing. It's like the people have the power to watch that at any time. It puts the power in the people's hands.
And of course, they don't want that.
They don't like that dynamic. So by removing that and then restricting it to their platform, let's pick a Disney movie. Let's say Lion King, right? Let's say you go to the shop, you can't buy Lion King, but Disney go, that's fine, subscribe to Disney Plus That's fine. You can watch Lion King there. Okay.
You can watch it every day.
Right. But then one day, you know what? We're going to take Lion King off the streaming service because for whatever reason, we just don't want to put it on there anymore. So that goes. Then how are you going to watch Lion King? How do you do it? You can't really.
That's so, when I walk back to my shelf and get my Lion King DVD and start watching it.
Well, yeah, but that's if you've had the foresight to buy it. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't buy every single movie in existence. And when you feel like watching that movie, if it's pulled from streaming, go, oh, okay, but that's fine because I've got this, you know? I mean, it really depends on what you've got. They should have the ability to have it in stores for that option, but they don't want that. This is the big problem with this.
This is the point you just brought up there. Star Trek.
Okay.
I think all of Star Trek was on Paramount Plus.
Now, when you say Star Trek, do you mean the whole, like TV shows, movies, everything?
The whole thing.
Right. Okay.
The movies come under like a different licensing thing.
Right.
But all the series, the original series, Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, Voyager, Discovery, Prodigy, Picard. Enterprise, Picard, all that.
Right.
Paramount Plus says, yeah, we're not having Star Trek anymore. Which, for I don't know how many years, Paramount Plus, the home of Star Trek.
Oh, yeah. They used it as a advertising tagline.
That was the biggest thing.
Yeah.
And so now, possibly by the time this comes out, somebody else has bought up the rights to Star Trek and it's all sitting somewhere else on a streaming service.
Okay.
But the number of people who signed up to Paramount Plus because they wanted to watch all their Star Trek, Paramount just one day just was saying, nah, no more Star Trek for you.
That's a problem.
See?
Yeah.
It's a massive problem.
Yeah.
This is the thing that we're
conditioned by, because
any big company that you enter into a contract with, if you ever read the term and conditions, you would never sign that contract. But no one ever reads it.
No.
Because somewhere in that contract, it just says, we'll put whatever we want on the streaming service and we'll remove it whenever we feel like it. And you're going to pay no matter what.
Correct. Yeah.
And people just go, that's a good deal. I'm going to do that. Well, I'm going to give them all my money. This is the thing that I don't get.
Well, yeah, I mean, they pretty it up with a big bow tie and say, these are the benefits of streaming. You can watch anything at any time. You know, it's not like back in the day where you had to go to the video store, hope that it's in stock, rent it, take it home, watch it, rewind the tape, take it back. You know, like they're saying, you know, streaming is so convenient. You just, it's a push of a button thing. You can select what you want. But, you know, I was looking for, you know, a particular movie and it's not on Netflix because, you know, they don't have the rights to it. It might be on Apple or somewhere else. But it means, oh, okay, if I need to watch that, I need to go to that service. I'm not signing up for another whole service just to watch one movie. This is the thing. Like, it's like Americans particularly like is categorizing, like boxing things up. You know, you want this movie, you go to this service. You want that movie, you got to go to that. So, like, this is, where's the convenience in that? It's just,
you've only got to look at all these massive American companies and just look at how greedy they are. Like, every decision they make, I mean, this is everyone's biggest complaint about streaming services, and it's growing every day, which I laugh my head off at because it's great. You know, this has all happened before.
Oh yeah.
But people's memories are so short and dumb.
Yeah.
Because when pay TV first started in Australia, you paid your $19.95 a month and you got all the shows and you had like however many channels.
Commercial free.
And then no ads, no commercials.
Right.
And then every year the price went up like another $5 a month and then it was 25 and it was 30 and it was 39 and it was $49.95 a month. Still had about the same amount of channels.
Correct.
But now they've all got ads. You get to pay for the privilege of watching the ads that we want to show you, and you have no control over that at all.
Well,
but again, that's the contract that you signed.
Yeah, well, now the streaming services are doing the same.
All the streaming services have done exactly the same thing. They started off with, you know, they must have had a massive outlay at the start to acquire so much content to suck everyone in. Like, look, we've got Seinfeld, we've got Star Trek, we've got, you know, all the big shows. Every big show that you could think of, they had it at the start.
Yeah.
And then just month by month, year after year, they just dropped that. Another streaming service started over there. Another one started over there. They bought the rights to this. They bought the rights to that. But you were with this one. And now there's hardly anything good left on the one you're on. You only want to watch two shows on this one.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But you want to watch shows which used to be here, but now they're over there. And there's another one over on that side. Yeah. Oh, well, now I've got to pay another $30 a month for that one. Another $12 a month for that one.
Yeah.
This is what they've done. And as we know, we've already talked about it, Netflix bringing in ads. This has all happened like 30 years ago. And probably, again, since then, in something else we've missed. But people are acting like this is a new thing. Oh, yeah. Companies are greedy and trying to get your money, and you're dumb enough to fall for it. This is the thing that people don't seem to understand.
Yeah.
And then then there's the small number of people who still have a wall full of DVDs and CDs and physical media, and they're just sitting back laughing their heads off at all this entire situation. They might have a streaming service or two, but all the stuff they really want, they've already got it on DVD, so they do not care about any of this.
Yeah, but here's what I predict will be the next thing, okay? These streaming companies and the studios and all those people will team up with all the DVD manufacturers, you know, Panasonic, Sony, Toshiba, all those people, and go, in your Blu-ray players and DVD players, we want you to put in this chip or whatever that renders those old discs useless. I bet you that'll be the next thing. So you go and put your disc that you've had there for 10, 20 years, and all of a sudden it'll just be like, you know, remember like those CDRs that would just all of a sudden not like read or play? I bet you they'll do something where it'll be like, oh, you know, if you want to watch your old Lion King, well, you know, you need to go and buy a new Lion King, but then there's no Lion King to buy. So they're going to, you know, they'll put something in it to make it more and more harder for you to, you know, because this is all about having the power of the content, you know, of watching whenever you want, whenever you want. Like they kind of sell it that way in streaming, but really it's not. It's really restricted.
It's not at all.
Yeah. So
it's not at all. It's what they allow you to watch at any time.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's what a lot of people still don't seem to get.
Well, I mean, you said about Star Trek. I mean, Disney Plus has all the Star Wars franchise and spin-offs and all that sort of stuff. You know, I mean, if they've done it for Star Trek, why wouldn't they do it for Star? They could possibly do that. They could say, you want to watch Empire Strikes Back, see you later.
you can pay your $15 a month for Disney Plus, but now we're going to have all the Star Wars content on its own Star Wars channel, and that's only an extra $7.99 a month.
Right.
That's what it'll be.
Yeah.
Again, you'll just keep paying.
Yeah.
But see, like when streaming first started, I just thought, why are you paying to just rent the possibility of watching something?
Yeah.
Which you can't even control if the show that you want is there, but you're still paying.
That's right.
It's like you used to go down to the video shop. You go down there, pay your money, and then you're like, oh, I want Forrest Gump.
Right.
And they're like, okay, that's $10. Okay, thanks, got you $10. We don't have Forrest Gump, but I just paid you for Forrest Gump. Yeah, but that's not available right now. But you've already paid, that's the contract, so yeah.
Yeah.
You can choose something else.
Right.
How many times have we heard that?
Yes.
Oh, you came down to get this thing, which we said we had, and you've paid, but now we don't have it, but you can watch Big. That's still Tom Hanks. It's the same guy.
No. A slight variation of that. Do you think with the way younger people consume music now, which is primarily through TikTok, that they'll do the same thing with physical audio media? Do you think they'll phase that out and say, well, you know, if you want to hear such and such, you need to go to this streaming service or whatever? You think
It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, it's a different sort of thing to TV and movies, but
it's a different medium.
But it's also similar in a lot of ways in the way that they're selling it to you.
Yeah. Because I think, you know, like physical media, like people like liner notes, people like that physical thing to have at the moment. But this younger generation that's never experienced stuff like that, they don't know, they don't care. Like, you know, they just listen to something and then move on to the next thing. So I think it's eventually going to go down that path, because they're just going to say, well, it's going to cost X amount of dollars to produce these discs that they're not even, you know, none of these kids listen to music on physical media, disc or whatever.
Mm.
They don't care about liner notes. So that production line, like, that's rendered useless. So, like, let's put everything on streaming. I think that's where, unfortunately, end up going. And then everything will be like that. Yeah, it's just so restrictive. Like, so restrictive.
And you've only got to look back in history at all the times that they've tried to control, you know, what you can do.
Yep.
Like, do you remember all that DRM rubbish they used to have?
Was it Sony? Yeah.
Was it Sony that started that? It's like, well, you can get this CD, but we're going to put like some sort of lock on it and it'll only play on a certain thing.
Yep.
And it's just like, no.
Yeah.
I've bought it. It's mine. And even then, that was like the prototype for this. You've already bought the thing, but they were still trying to control how and, you know, how you could use it. It's
That's
like,
right.
I've bought it. It's mine. It's literally mine. But you've put a thing on it that says, oh, you can't listen to this right now.
Well, yeah, that's very similar to Apple. I mean, we've spoken about this before. Apple have got a lot of restrictions on the outputs of their computers because they think that you're showing some movie and projecting it to, you know, an audience and not paying for the privilege of it. And it's like people want to use their Apples for or their computers for presentations. You know, not necessarily things that are copyright protected or whatever, but they don't care. So they'll put all this stuff in the HDMI cable to scramble that signal and just make it a real pain. Like it's just...
I remember many years ago, there's that squeaky chair. I remember many years ago when like iTunes first started and I remember downloading that. I mean, I'm a Windows, Microsoft guy. I'm not Apple at all.
Right.
But, you know, this iTunes thing, everyone was talking about it. You could get all your songs or you could have all the library of your songs in there.
Yeah.
So I downloaded iTunes onto a Windows computer and it worked. It was fine.
Yeah.
But you couldn't play any of your MP3s or your WAV or your FLAC files. No, no, no. Everything had to be converted to stupid Apple whatever format. It was AAC or some garbage.
Yeah.
And it's like it took ages to even just do one song. And I ended up deleting it like within 24 hours. I'm just like, this is so stupid. See, and this is why I'm Android as well. Why would I get an iPhone? This is all about control.
Yeah, that's right.
And again, Apple people seemed totally fine with Apple controlling every aspect of anything you can do on your phone. And I don't understand what is going on in the world.
Yeah, I think a lot of it's got to do with how these companies pitch it. You know, that it's always pitching the benefits to the consumer. Oh, you know, it's anytime access. You know, you want to watch any movie at the middle of the night, you can dial it up on our service, blah, blah. You know, it goes down that route. They won't mention all the stuff that they're trying to do.
They can spin it any way they want, but how gullible are these people that believe it?
Yeah.
They either believe it or they do understand and they just don't care for some reason.
So
it's like everyone's losing their mind now about all these other things which are trying to control people in doing certain things. But in some other aspects, they're totally fine with it. It's really a weird thing.
It's bizarre.
But look, here's the other point. Talking about, you know, they're going to make all your DVDs. You know, they could just do a big magnet and just wipe all your DVDs or do something. I don't know.
Right.
Or make DVD players just not play them anymore.
Yeah.
But see, me, I'm sure a lot of other people from my era, we grew up in the time when like Napster started and Audio Galaxy and all these LimeWire and eMule and all these bloody programs, file sharing programs, which brought you to the world of, I'll say the word acquiring data.
Right.
By various means.
Yes.
And that's where I am and have been for decades.
Okay.
Like literally, apart from when I'm in these houses watching their streaming services, which I'm not paying for, I've got hard drives. Every DVD that I still have at home, I did sell a whole bunch, but every single one of those discs was backed up digitally. And I've probably got close to 20 hard drives now.
Wow, just 20 hard drives.
Full of, and they're all like probably, most of them are 3 or 4 terabytes each.
Okay.
So I'm saying physical media is great, but these are still my copies.
What if the drive dies?
Every single one has a backup.
A backup of the backup.
Well, no, there's a hard drive with all the Star Trek. Then there's another hard drive with all the Star Trek.
Right.
If one dies, the other one's there. Buy a new one, copy it, done.
Okay, so just backpedaling a bit, you go to different houses and do the house sit. On average, how many streaming services would they have when you turn on the TV in their house?
On average, I'd say
one or two.
I'd say two. I'd say most have two.
Okay.
Most have got Netflix.
Right.
Then they've got either Disney Plus or Stan or Amazon Prime.
Okay.
It's usually Netflix and another one. Some have three, some have four. But most have two.
Okay.
Not a lot only have one. There's been a couple, they only had Netflix.
Right.
But most have two.
When you're there in the house, do you like scan through it and see like, I will have a look what's good and...
Not really.
No? Not even as like a recommendation. Recommendation. In the sense that like, you know, you search through it and go, oh yeah, I can download that. I'll download that. That looks all right. You know,
I do my own research.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. That's fair enough.
That sounds like something crazy people say.
Right.
But yeah, I'm not looking for my ideas for shows to get from Netflix.
Okay.
I'm on the internet a lot. I see what I want and I get it.
That's what she said.
I did watch that Ricky Gervais Armageddon new Netflix special.
Yeah.
I watched it on Netflix. Okay. Oh, no. Do you know what? I didn't. I tried to, but the internet was too crappy and the audio was dropping out like every 20 seconds.
Okay.
And so I just went to my hard drive, got my file, 2.6 gig, watched that.
Yeah.
So I ended up watching it on a USB in the TV, which is like 95% of shows that I watch. That's how I do it. And if for whatever reason the TV is too old or there's some issue with it, then it's just an HDMI cable from the laptop straight to the TV. Either way.
Oh, yeah. It's good, but I just wonder, you would think that these streaming services are heavily like...
I'm sure they are.
The restrictions would be like so heavy, like how they get around that. It's very interesting. I mean, they always seem to get around it and you know.
Oh, yeah.
But it's...
This is the thing that these massive companies will, you know, their ego doesn't allow them to comprehend the fact that piracy will always beat them. They've tried, you know, every year there's something new that they're trying that's going to stop people from, even just back in the olden days, remember?
Even guilt that you would steal a handbag. they even went down that route.
Yeah. Remember on those videos, the piracy thing, would you steal a car?
Would you steal a handbag? But this
would
is
you
the
steal
thing.
This?
These big companies have no problem stealing from consumers, like, you know, ripping them off. They have no problem with that. But then they'll give you like a big guilt campaign saying like, oh, you shouldn't steal from us. That's a big no-no. You know, it's just like,
we're just a poor little, you know, family-run company. We're really doing it tough with our $17 billion profit last year.
Right. And, you know, by doing that, you might not get original content anymore.
Oh, there's always that threat. Well, that's the same line you hear from Prince people.
Yes, yeah. Yes, exactly.
Oh, you've got to buy these new releases or there might not be any more.
Right.
Yeah. What else are they going to do with that content? That's just dollars in the bank. There's no way they're not going to release stuff.
Or even...
It's just such a ridiculous argument.
What else can you say? It's this corporate greed.
Oh, it's...
So on average, like two services, these households... Well, this is the thing.
Yeah.
They think that all these companies think that they're in the same running as every other company, streaming company. Oh, the people are going to want 10 services. No, they don't buy that many. So your content has to be really good for you to, you know.
and the problem is it's not.
Well, that's right.
They keep not renewing certain things just to save a dollar here or there.
Yeah.
And then they're eventually just left with a couple of like big shows and then a whole lot of crap.
Rubbish, yeah, had it.
But if you get Friends on this one and then Seinfeld on that one and The Simpsons on that one, you know, people pay.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And it blows my mind.
Yeah.
And so you've got shops stopping selling physical media.
Yeah.
You've got these massive companies who are just charging you more and more every year and showing you more and more ads and less content. And people are just like, streaming's great. I cannot understand.
Well, it's like a psychology. They've nailed it, you know.
See, this is why.
It's like, you know, when they put like a whole heap of sugar in food, but then like demonize fat. Like, you know,
yeah,
you shouldn't have fat. And this is low fat and low, you know, no fat, low fat. Okay. It's low fat, but it's full of sugar. So you eat it and you're just going to get fat anyways. But like, this is the way they've pitched it. They've pitched it in a certain way that you think, I'm eating this because I have this perception that it's healthy because it's no fat. And then you turn the nutrition label around and you see like how much sugar it's got. But people don't, even though there's the facts right there, they don't read that or they don't understand it or they don't care. You know, in the nutrition label, they don't put things that they want you to know. It's the things that they don't want, you know, they don't list on there. Of how they made it, not what's in it, or how they process it. So, you know, it's the same thing. People just, they don't care. It's just a laziness thing.
Well, is it any different to in Sydney, the Sydney trains, when they have their Stupel Opal card and they're going to rip away a bunch of benefits?
Yes.
So they make up some stupid headlines like, oh, we're going to change this thing and you're going to save an extra $3 a week.
Yeah.
And then, you know, some other benefit, which is practically nothing. And then in the background, they're ripping away all your other benefits. But people just don't look. Yeah. They don't think. They're just brain dead dummies.
Yeah. And a lot of it too is they withhold the information of what they're really doing. they'll only highlight the stuff that they think is a good headline. It's not necessarily good, but, you know, what else can you do? So
I did see a really good thing, though.
Mm.
There was four streaming services. There was like Paramount Plus. I don't know if Netflix was one of them. It may have been, but it was like the Amazon Prime. I don't know. It was four big streaming services. And it says these four companies in 2023 total lost $5 billion. Okay. So I thought, that's nice. That's really good. Because people are finally waking up. Not all of them, not enough, but some are finally realizing that they're just getting ripped off and they're getting screwed by these massive companies. People are always talking about, oh, we're getting screwed by the government or this, the left or the right, someone's screwing us. And now they're finally realizing, oh, all these companies are doing it too? Who knew? And it's like, where have you been? Who is this lovely company who's just trying to help you watch television? No.
Right.
It's not the 50s. That doesn't exist.
So basically, this whole episode, we're advocating piracy, right?
Well, I would never publicly.
Allegedly.
I would never publicly advocate piracy. I mean, you can acquire your content in whichever means you like to do so.
Okay.
If you choose to pay money for it from a streaming service, that's fine. That's what you want to do. I've got my way. If you want to go and buy DVDs while you still can, go and do that.
Right.
Because when your streaming service takes away your favorite show, you won't be able to watch it anymore. And then you'll be crying, oh, but my favorite Netflix, my best friend Netflix. Well, why would they do this to me?
Yeah.
Well,
how could this happen?
Yeah.
Everyone will be crying in their teacups.
This is a stay tuned episode because we'll find out how this pans out, if other retailers remove physical media, if Star Trek comes back on a different platform. Well, it's like a to be continued, I guess. So we'll wait and see.
I'll say Netflix are not the worst because when Paramount Plus cancelled Star Trek Prodigy after one season and season two was like 80% already made and produced, Paramount Plus said, we're cancelling Star Trek Prodigy and we won't be showing season two. It can just go in the bin for all we care.
Right.
Is basically what they said.
Okay.
But they made them finish season two, so they gave them the money for that. And the reason they did that is because then they can sell it. It's just content to them. It's nothing.
Yeah.
And there was a big campaign, you know, save Star Trek Prodigy, hashtag save Star Trek Prodigy. And obviously there was enough people who like signed petitions and did the hashtag because Netflix picked it up.
Right.
They bought season two of Prodigy. This was the other thing. As soon as Paramount Plus canceled Star Trek Prodigy, they took it off. The next day, they took season one off the streaming service. So you couldn't even watch it. And it wasn't available anywhere because it was exclusive to Paramount Plus.
Right.
So unless you had the DVD or you had acquired those episodes in other means, as I did, you couldn't watch it.
Okay.
Because, again, I'm not trusting them to give me the content that I'm paying for.
Yeah.
And I don't know why you would, because it's written in the contract that they don't have to.
Yeah.
They can do whatever they want.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, this is the conundrum. If they want to stop piracy, why wouldn't they make it easier for people to, you know, access it so they wouldn't have to? Do you know what I'm saying?
Look, it all comes down to profit. It's not It's not worth the money they would spend on getting those shows and putting them on servers and having you be able to access them for the money that they would get for doing that. It's just not worth it. And that can be the only reason, because that's the only motivation they have is profit and greed.
Yeah.
There's no other reason. They're not there to be your friend and help you. This is what people need to understand. They're not there for that. They're there to make money.
Well, I think Amazon is like the worst, isn't it? Because not only is it a subscription service, but then once you subscribe to it, then you still have to buy each individual show. It's my understanding of Amazon.
I don't know.
I think that's right. And then if you're an Amazon Prime member, like you get maybe, I don't know, a certain amount like for
some
free.
Deal.
Discount. Yeah. Yeah, some sort of deal if you're the Prime member.
And let even me guess, again, that's over a small the money. Years, yeah. That deal will get less and less until it's almost gone. Just like every other deal that's ever existed.
And just like every other prediction we've had that's come to fruition. You know, it's the same. And I don't know. It's not like we're Nostradamus. It's just like it stares you in the face. We just point it out. That's all we do.
And again, it's happened. It's this has already happened before.
Yeah. Right, it's history.
But now it's happening. And so many people are just like, what? What is this?
Yeah.
How can they do this?
Yeah, well.
Okay, maybe they weren't alive the last time this happened. That's probably a big part of it because, you know.
It's a big part of it, yeah.
You know, anything happened before they were born, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Because there's not like this thing on your computer which you could just search history things and show you. No, that doesn't exist. No, there's no way. There's nothing called a book where you could look up these things.
That'll be the next thing.
Oh, my God. Well, that's already happening in America. The number of books that they're trying to ban.
Oh, yeah, ban, yeah.
And again, this is all about control.
Yeah, it's control, yeah.
It's control, power and control, but also profit and greed. Because if you ban a certain bunch of books for whatever reason, well, guess what? Someone's got to put the book in to fill that place. And guess who's doing that? That's my mate, Steve. And I'm going to get every library in the state to pay him, you know, how many million dollars to write this book.
Yeah.
Because it's all about your mates in the government and whoever you can get.
Well, this sounds very conspiracy theory show, but it's actually quite real.
I know. Like, I hear myself saying these things.
Right, yeah. It sounds bonkers when you actually verbalize it.
And it sounds crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is literally what's happening.
Right.
And then I can just imagine other people listening to me saying these things who are just not aware that these things are happening or to the extent that they're happening, and they just look at me and go, you're one of those conspiracy maniacs, right?
You're a sovereign citizen of physical media.
You are a sovereign. Oh, I don't even recognize the state that I'm in. I am in Terra Australis, and I do not recognize your authority.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh my
I
God.
Understand how it sounds, but just because you don't see these things doesn't mean that they're not happening.
Not happening. Right. That's right. Yeah.
But see, that's exactly the same line that all the COVID deniers were using. That's exactly the same thing they were saying. Just because you don't understand this doesn't mean it's not happening. So, I can see how it sounds.
Here's something. Let's say if everybody stopped paying their streaming subscriptions, not that it had ever happened, but let's say they all just stopped and all these companies are on their knees. Do you think they would do some sort of thing to get these people back, win them back, give them?
They'd have to.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have a choice.
Well, that's the thing. I think they're kind of painting themselves into a corner.
Oh, they definitely are.
At some point, you know, more and more streaming services are going to come on board and people are going to be more selective. So they're going to say, well, I can't have everything. I'm going to cancel this one and go with that one. So like, it's going to be content is king. Once there's like a dominant force, you know, they have to, it's almost like Foxtel, you know, they've lost their grip on everything because of all these streaming companies have just cleaned the floor with Foxtel. Foxtel's like now looking at like an umbrella system, I think, of trying to get all these streaming services under their
cable the irony TV. There, right?
Mm.
So many people abandoned Foxtel.
Well, yeah, that's the thing.
Which is just pay TV because the prices kept going up, the content got worse, and there was more and more ads. And then people all ran over to Netflix when that started. And Netflix has now done exactly the same thing.
That's right.
And people never learn. They're just going to jump on the next streaming service that turns up and it's good for a while and then it goes to hell.
Yep.
And people just don't see the patterns.
Yep.
They'll just jump on the next one. You're better off now just going back to Foxtel because they've probably got some really good deals to lure you back.
No, I don't think that things are like rosy for them because I've heard that the things that are on Foxtel that are exclusive to HBO Max, which we don't have here in Australia, right? So if you want to watch a HBO Max show, you have to watch that content on Foxtel. HBO Max have not renewed with Foxtel, which means when it lapses, like that deal lapses, they're saying that HBO Max is going to be the next streaming service that enters Australia. They're really holding on. And Foxtel are like, crap, that's like our prime
content. That's our only exclusive thing.
Right, right. So like, you know.
Now we're back to bloody Kingswood country. And everybody loves Raymond.
Pretty much. So they reckon that within the next 2 years, we'll see HBO Max as a streaming service in Australia because they've just like, we're not re-signing with Foxtel. So.
And you know who doesn't care about any of that? Me.
Consumers. And consumers.
No, me. Because I will still get to watch the show that I want when I want it. Regardless of who is streaming it or who is not streaming it or who took it down from their content and now it's unavailable and I'm still sitting here watching it because I have my copy of that show.
And with that. So,
yeah. What else can you say? Jeez.
That's right. So with that, that's our show. If you have any thoughts about physical media streaming or whatever, send us an email. We'll read it out on the regular show. What are your thoughts? What do you do? And let us know. Are you even aware that this is, or have we enlightened you today? Let us know. Send it to superchuckamania@gmail.com.
Have we enlightened you, or do you just think we're even more crazy than you thought last week?
And
that is the question.
We hear the music. Here comes the music. And we'll see you next time for a regular show.
Just go and acquire some content. That's all I can say.
Bye.
Bye-bye.